only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Well, hello, Big Riggers. Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell, as we talk all things trucking. In this video, we're going to discuss the horrific crash that caused by a truck driver pulling a large concrete pumper for a company called FJM Concrete near Austin, Texas. Happened about a week ago. This crash killed two, including a five-year-old that was on a school bus that he had crossed center line and hit head-on. But in this school bus was about 41 pre-kindergarten kids, 5 years old or so, and crossed the line and hit them. So before we get into it, please like, subscribe, and don't forget to ring that notification bell below. Thanks a lot. Okay. Anyway, as mentioned already, last week, a driver named Jerry Hernandez was driving a large concrete pumper, two-lane highway outside Austin, Texas, crossed the center line into the path of a school bus that was out on a field trip with pre-kindergarten kids. Here's a short video showing, talking about it, what happened.
Now to an update on the deadly school bus crash in Bastrop County, that's east of Austin.
The driver of the cement truck that crashed into the bus reportedly tested positive for drugs in previous job screenings. Our sister station KVU obtained new court documents that showed Jerry Hernandez has positive drug tests in the last 3 years. Court records also revealed that his current employer failed to do a background check before completing the hiring process. Last Friday, Hernandez was arrested and charged with criminally negligent homicide after allegedly admitting to using cocaine and only sleeping 3 hours the night leading up to the deadly bus crash.
Okay, now, this driver had tested positive on drug tests in 2020, 2022, and April of 2023, and was prohibited. Same thing as suspended. Texas, they call it prohibited. But anyway, he was prohibited from driving commercial vehicles because he's failed drug test. This Hernandez, after this accident, admitted to the cops on hand that he had smoked marijuana by 10 p.m. the night before, got about 3 hours sleep, woke up about 1 a.m., snorted some cocaine, then got ready and went to work. What makes this so horrific is, A, that the driver knew that he had failed drug test, knew that his CDL wasn't valid, and still drove anyway, did what he did, and killed these innocent people. But the owner of the company that hired him, FJM Concrete, they didn't do a background check on this guy. They didn't do an MVR on this guy. And they didn't check with the alcohol and drug clearinghouse to see if he had failed any drug test as of late. Now, as it turns out, the state of Texas, when he had that positive come back April of 2023, failed drug test, they hadn't updated it in their system yet. So the company can't be held liable, FJM Concrete, can't be held liable for not knowing about his past drug test. But if they had done their due diligence and did a background check with the other companies he had worked for previously, probably would have came out. If they had run a simple MVR and saw that his license, his CDL, was now prohibited, what they call suspended, was prohibited, they would have found out. So he's under fire for vehicle or homicide, and the company is probably going to be up on, being sued for this as well. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play the full video of this crash just to show how horrific it was. Those that don't want to see it might want to step away. It's about a 20-second clip. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
That was terrible, wasn't it? That's a shame. It's a shame. Heart goes out to those families, lost those loved ones. Now, according to the FMCSA, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Association, truck drivers with the CDL cause over 400,000 collisions yearly. Now, these same accidents cause an average of 4,800 fatalities nationwide yearly. In addition to that, 5% of all fatal truck accidents involve substance abuse. Now, that's alcohol or drugs. So this is a serious, serious matter, you know. Well, any driver is susceptible to drug use. You know, truckers have been using speed, you know, since way back when, and caffeine was the thing there for a while. But any driver, young or old, is susceptible to drug use. It's just it's more prevalent today under the younger drivers. And now, often truckers use drugs, fall into a downward spiral of addiction and abuse. You know, you got to keep in mind, drivers are no different than anybody else in the general public, in that how most people get hooked on pills to begin with is because of the medical field and doctors, if you stop to think about it. You know, somebody has a bad knee, a bad shoulder, their back aches or whatever. You know, it was along with practice, they gave them oxycodone and some of these strong painkillers, you know. And people started liking what that pill was doing. Even after the pain was subsided and the edge was gone, they still kept taking those pills because they liked how they were making them feel. You know, and they got addicted to them. That's a major problem. It's how people get caught up on pills. But the younger crowd tends to like marijuana better. And the reason for that, of course, is that virtually every state right now has legalized medicinal marijuana. And there's a vast majority and an ever-growing amount more of states that are legalizing for recreational use. So, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Marijuana's been out for years and years and years. I grew up in the 70s, you know, and kids in high school were doing it then. And that was, damn near going 50 years ago already, seems. But anyway, it's nothing new. It's just that it's before you had to know somebody to get you a dime bag. You know what I mean? Because it was an illegal substance. You just couldn't walk in the store and buy it or something, you know? The easier access today makes it tougher on the younger crowd to avoid. But the problem is that they smoke it, and they get behind the wheel of a car or a truck, and it slows their impact. It impacts their reaction time. They just don't realize it. Now, older truck drivers, you know, forever have been using amphetamines, which is speeders, and cocaine, you know, to give them more energy and, you know, think that it would keep them awake longer. But anybody's been ever around anybody that's like hooked on cocaine, or you can tell when they're like, you know, they're high on cocaine. They got the jitters, constantly scratching, you know. And cocaine causes erratic behavior. Yeah, I remember back when I was younger, 25 years ago, I was shooting pool leagues, and there was a couple of the guys was shooting pool. They thought that, you know, doing cocaine or whatever was going to give them an edge on the pool table, make them more focused. You know, that's how that was the way they rationalized doing it, I guess. But you could tell who was on and who wasn't because they'd act erratic and, you know, they could drink all night long too. It wasn't affecting them. So, anyway, falling standards are the reason why this stuff's going on. Falling standards, you know, are the root cause. We see it in the public school system, you know, where kids are graduating school but can't read and write. We see it now. We're seeing it in the trucking industry, where truck drivers, well, individuals supposedly go through truck driving school, or a company hires them supposedly to be a driver, and they come out not knowing jack diddly shit. You know, they can't back. They have a hard time driving forward. You know, they just don't know what the hell they're doing, you know. But it's also the companies that are hiring these drivers. You know, they've lowered their standards because they need drivers. Why do they need drivers? Well, because they're not paying the good ones they have well enough to stay on board. So it's a constant rotating, revolving door of drivers. So, but companies just lowering their standards, hiring any Joe shit to rag man off the street, and having safety directors, having safety directors that don't do their job. You know, if safety directors were tougher on who they're hiring, you know, and making sure that if they themselves aren't given road tests, thorough road tests, that they have a driver that they trust, has a trainer that's going over with these new guys. And not just can they back, can they drive forward, but, you know, you got to lay the law down and explain to them the importance of what they do. And how one little screw up can kill somebody out there on the road. It's an 80,000-pound missile. They need to understand the importance of that. So, the actions of these untrained, undisciplined drivers out there is hurting the trucking industry as a whole, and it's making the drivers that want to do a good job make them look bad in the public's eyes. You know, in the public's eyes, more and more. You know, all truck drivers are druggies and they drive too fast. That's the image, the stereotype that we're starting to get, because we need to raise our standards. We need to raise our standards. So, all right, my friends, please remember to like, subscribe, and remember to ring that notification bell below. See you next time. Bye.
I can't hardly wait till I'm a trucker.